The Athenaeum of Honduras, 1912 to 1928, by Jose Manuel Cardona Amaya. Abstract. This article narrates the history of the Ateneo de Honduras from its founding in 1912 to its dissolution in 1928. It addresses the emergence of Athenaeums in the Central American region, the failed attempts to create one of these centers in Honduras, and the cultural activities once the institution was established. Likewise, the content of the Ateneo de Honduras magazine and the different stages of its publication are discussed. A section is dedicated to talking about the life and work of the only four female Athenaeists that the center had: Carlota Membrio, Visitacion Padilla, Lucila Gamero, and Mercedes Lames. The paper was written using contemporary sources, to be precise: El Ateneo de Len, 1881-1882, Law Academia, 1888-1892, El Ateneo Centro Americano, 1888-1893, La Juventud Honduria, 1890-1896, El Pensamiento, 1894-1896, Diario de Honduras, 1899-1906, El Tiempo, 1902-1906, La Bandera Liberal, 1907-1908, La Prensa, 1908-1909, El Heraldo, 1909-1910, El Nuevo Tiempo, 1911-1918, Esfinge, 1913-1918, and Ateneo de Honduras, 1913-1926.